Hey everybody, it's Jack here, station manager at Radio Laurier, back again with Campus Connections. Today we're talking to the Wilfrid Laurier University Film Society. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Awesome.
I'm also here, and that's good.
It's great to meet y'all. We got Taylor and Spencer with us today. Do you want to kind of tell me a bit about yourselves and your roles in the Film Society?
For sure. So I'm the co-president this year with Maya as well, who's away. And I basically just kind of connect everybody together and make sure our events get planned and go through and everyone's having a good time.
And I'm the VP of events. So basically what I do is I schedule and assist in planning events for the most part and kind of communicate with Taylor and make sure that everything's going smoothly.
Nice. Awesome. Am I right in assuming that you're both film studies students?
Yes. We're both in fourth year.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. And so I'm curious, why did you choose film studies at Laurier?
I personally chose film studies because of the Vancouver Film School pathway. Mm-hmm. So I was there last year studying and then got to come back. So I kind of graduate with my BA as well as a diploma from there. Mm-hmm. That was my main reason.
Yeah, so similar to Taylor, I also came to Laurier for the Vancouver Film Studies pathway, but I didn't end up going because I just enjoyed it here so much. And I really like the program because I'm passionate about movies, and so I love just analyzing and studying and writing essays, and so that's why I've stuck it out for the 4 years.
Awesome. Very nice. I was mentioning to Taylor before we started that I did film studies, but I'm a little weird because I did my first 2 years I was in BBA, and then I did my last 2 years in film studies, and I was also thinking about the Vancouver program, but I did like it here a lot. You know, people are cool. Profs are cool. It's a fun time.
Makes sense.
What was the last movie that each of you watched not for a class?
Not for a class.
I was going to say, I know. I just finished watching a movie for a class like before
no,
I got
literally
here.
I'm also curious about what you've watched for a class, so feel free to share that as well.
My last film for a class, it's not exciting. It's called Fateless. It's just it's about the Holocaust. So pretty heavy movie. But not for class, last night I was at the Princess watching Rocky Horror. Which was crazy, and
that's
people got
a
to throw things, and it was really scary, but really fun.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, I just finished watching a movie called Michael Collins that I'm doing for an assignment in a class, The Cinematic City, so I'm talking about Ireland. It's an interesting movie, but I went to the Princess last week to see We Live in Time, which is very depressing. Spent a lot of time.
Did you cry?
Sobbing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to see that. And then the more that I hear about it, the more I go, I need to be ready to see it, it sounds like. I don't think that I could just turn it on.
I think you have to build up to it or something.
It's a very sturdy British weepy. You know, you're brought
That's a good way
through
to put it.
Yeah.
They have their accents in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Florence Pugh actually has a British accent in it, which is surprising because you don't hear her with her usual accent.
That's so true.
No way. Actic Cinematic Cities, who teaches that right now?
Dr. Drew Jeffries.
Oh, I see. I had Norton.
Oh, Glenn. Yeah.
Classic.
I'm for sci-fi. Great guy.
Sci-fi. And then what's a movie that you will always go back to? It doesn't have to be like a movie that you even like, that is like well known as like a good movie, but just a movie that you will always enjoy watching.
I can go first. There's a few movies I watch like every single year. I watch The Shining every year around Halloween. It usually plays in one of the local theaters. Mm-hmm. So I usually try and get out to go see that in theaters. And, you know, that's obviously like a little bit of a pretentious answer because it is a good movie. But I watch it every single year, at least once.
Yeah. That's fair. I would go with Little Women. I watch it on repeat all the time. The 2019 one, Greta Gerwig's. Mm-hmm. And it's a movie that I will force everybody to watch. And everyone has to see it. It's so comforting.
It's good. I saw it for the first time last year, and
really?
I did love it.
It grows on you, too. Like, the more time, the more I like it. I don't know.
I really like Little Women, too.
So good.
Yeah, my mom made me sit down and watch both that and the one from the 90s with Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see the original one, but every time I go to watch Little Women, I'm like, I might as well just rewatch my favorite movie ever.
They're both really good.
Yeah.
I'll watch that one.
Watching, like, my girlfriend and her friends hang out, they'll just turn to each other and go, we have to have it out, Joe.
Wait, I love that.
It's great. We already kind of briefly mentioned it with VFS, but are there any sort of Laurier-specific opportunities for film study students that you maybe don't see at other unis?
I feel like film study students have I've especially noticed over the last 2 years created a really strong community. I feel like because class sizes are a lot smaller, like we'll have like 40 people in a lot of lectures in the like 200 to 400 ones. That I think everyone kind of knows each other, and if you don't know their name, you know their faces. And I feel like that's like just a really nice community, and like it's nice to walk into class and recognize almost everybody. In terms of like co-ops and stuff, I feel like that's less popular. I feel like the VFS route is usually the way people go. But it's more of the community, I think.
Well, to Taylor's point about the community, because the opportunities are often created by students, that kind of makes the community stronger. Like, for example, one of our friends made a club last year called Filmmakers of Laurier help people make their own short films and produce short films and get that working experience if that's what they're interested in, if they can't afford or don't choose to do the VFS pathway, Vancouver Film School pathway.
So. Yeah, awesome.
And
yeah.
Filmmakers of Laurier is great because they also have like a big focus on like teaching. Like you don't have to have any experience or anything. You can just go and learn, and it's a great environment.
Awesome.
Our club is great too, though.
That's true.
We collaborate with them too, which is awesome.
That's some really good points. Yeah, I do feel like I feel like if you meet someone else from film studies at Laurier, you likely have been in a class with them.
Yeah.
Yes. Or,
yeah. You like heard them talk at some point.
Yeah, I'm terrible. For sure. I'm terrible with faces and names, and I'll constantly like bump into people in the hallway or in other in other spaces, and they're like, "I know you," and I'm like, "I don't know you."
Yeah.
but like there is a familiarity there because you know I've definitely been in a class with even people in like my English electives that I take is it like I'll be in a group and then somebody will be like, "Oh, I know you." I'll be like, "Oh, how come?" It's like, "Oh, I saw you at this film thing," and so it's a very small space. Both English and film studies, they have very like tight knit programs, which is nice for community. It's part of the reason why I even came to Laurier in the first place, is because it's not like a humongous student body that you kind of get lost in the weeds and you and you don't really have opportunity to excel.
Yeah,
which you do here at Laurier for the most part.
Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Well, tell me a bit about sort of the film society, kind of what it does and like the role that it plays on campus and like in the film studies program.
For sure. Honestly, the Film Society is just like a very casual place for people to come hang out, talk about things they enjoy, just kind of forget about whatever else is going on. And just we do trivia, we do screenings. We're partnering with The Princess this year to do some screenings and offering free tickets there. So it's just a place for people to meet and hang out, really. And then within the program, we're doing the symposium that we do every year. So people can bring their academic works or any creative projects and show them there. And it all just comes back to community, in my opinion. And it's so rewarding seeing like first years walk in who are maybe quieter or we haven't seen before, and just watching them kind of interact with everyone and have a place to go.
So. Yeah, I remember being in first year and it was difficult to find that sense of community because you kind of in first year, the classes are so large compared to second, third, fourth year where there are 40 people and you know everyone. Yeah. So Film Society gives a specifically like good opportunity for first year students who are struggling to branch out, because it's a very just like open and accepting club. We just basically just hang out and chat and talk about movies and do things relating to movies, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's a good break from your classes if you're not completely worn out by film in your classes. You know, you can come hang out and talk about film more after school. So
I also think it's like such a good place because in classes, you're always talking about like theory and historical things, and you're watching a lot of black and white silent movies, which is great. But sometimes it's nice to also have people that you can talk about like the new Andrew Garfield movie coming out or what you think about Marvel, and debate things that are more recent. And it just brings back the love of film, at least for me personally. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. I like that idea of like a space where like you're kind of continuing on with what you're doing in your program, but it more kind of tailored to you.
Exactly.
Specifically.
Yeah, for sure. Like, awesome. I totally agree with Taylor in that it like kind of reignites that passion for film when you're not being forced to do it, in a sense. Like I love the Oscars night. I'm always very invested in the made up awards that are the Oscars, and I love just like hanging out with people and people getting excited about you know, Uber mm-hmm. celebrities winning fake prizes, and that's, and I always get a kick out of that, and
absolutely,
it, and it reignites that excitement for film and mm-hmm. for studying film.
Yeah, awesome. Am I right in assuming that you don't have to be a film study student to join?
Yeah. Anyone can come at all.
Sweet. So, like, what might attract someone who's not a film studies student to joining in the society?
I feel like just film and movies in general, like, everyone kind of is interested in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to be super knowledgeable about, like, history or anything to do it, to be a part of the film society. So I feel like we get a lot of like BBA students too. Oh,
yeah, we do. Like we're not a particularly elitist club when it comes to film.
No, like it's open to anybody. And I think just again, like the casualness and just come when you want, and participate as much as you'd like to. I feel like that just attracts a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I find it funny when you use the word join, because I never think about people like signing up for our club or anything. Because exactly. like people, like if we have a trivia event, somebody comes in, we're not taking names, we're not taking, like it doesn't really matter. So, and if you come to X amount of events, I think it's 3, you can put it on your Laureate experience record. Mm-hmm. So then you are, you know, joined in the club. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just like, it's more of like a hangout group than awesome. Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the vibe that you really want to get with the club.
For sure.
It's like people kind of like getting together, having a good time.
When there's no pressure, I feel like people just open up mm-hmm. a lot more, and they just, we get into fun debates and things like that. It's, mm-hmm. it's really fun.
Awesome. Sweet. And how can students get involved with the Film Society? I know we got talked about like going to events.
Mm-hmm. Mostly coming to events. We always post them on our Instagram. That's kind of the main thing. We do hiring every year. Our hiring this year just passed. But next year we're going to be looking to refill all the positions again. But it is just super casual. Just drop by whenever you can. And you don't have to formally sign up for anything. Just when you see something you are interested in, just kind of come.
Yeah, and to speak on hiring, we hire every year like a first year rep, a second year rep, a VP of events, a VP of finance, 2 presidents this year.
Yeah.
Like we have a lot of space for people if they do want to get involved, and the workload is not that significant. Mm-hmm. Like we realistically only need like 2 to 3 people to do all the work, but it's spreading it out and giving people opportunities to just like do things at their own mm-hmm. volition. It's a good opportunity for people to not only be a part of the club, but also to put it on their experience record once again.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Sweet. Well, that's really all the questions that I had prepped. Before we call it, I want to give you all a chance to either talk about anything that we haven't had a chance to talk about, or plug like any events coming up, like your social medias, anything else you want to toss out there?
I can plug the events coming up. So we have on November 7th, we have a VFS panel. So if you're interested in going to Vancouver Film School, we have people who went last year or the year prior doing a panel Q&A. Taylor is one of the people on the panel, and we're partnering with Filmmakers of Laureate for that. So that's a great opportunity for anyone interested in VFS or interested in hearing firsthand knowledge about what the program is like. As well, we have a screening of Anora at the Princess Cinema on November 14th. And if you sign up on our Instagram within the week, when we post the release form, we'll give you a ticket to the movie, so you get a free movie ticket. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And just keep an eye on our Instagram, WLU Film Society, for awesome. Any updates and information about our future events.
No, I think you got it. Those are awesome. The upcoming ones. Awesome.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for chatting with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Fun.
Thanks everybody for listening, and we will see y'all next week.